Broadcasting presents the animated movie Madagascar. A DreamWorks animation production voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. A zebra swings from tropical trees on a creeper rope and lands on a grassy plain warmed by the rising sun. Madagascar, starring Chris Rock as Marty the Zebra and Ben Stiller as Alex the Lion. As the zebra begins to gallop, a flock of penguins take to the air, starring David Schwimmer as Melman the Giraffe and Jada Pinkett Smith as Gloria the Hippo. The slow-motion zebra somersaults through the air, landing expertly on the other side of a wide canyon. A lion rubs his hands in delight and tiptoes after him as he gallops towards an inviting lake far in the distance. Also starring Sacha Baron Cohen as Julian, King of the Lemurs, and Cedric the Entertainer as Maurice, his aide. The lion sneaks up on the zebra and suddenly appears before him.
Surprise!
In a zoo.
Alex, do not interrupt me when I'm daydreaming. When the zebra's in the zone, leave him alone.
Come on, Marty. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Hey, man, thanks.
I got something stuck in my teeth. It's driving me crazy. Can you help me out here, please?
Ah, you came to the right place, my friend. Dr. Marty, DDS, is in the house. Please hop on top of my sterilized examination table, if you may.
I don't see anything.
He's on the left.
Ah!
Oh, all right.
Okay, just don't talk with your mouth full. Ah! Right here. What the heck is this doing in there?
Happy birthday!
Oh, hey, thanks, man. You put it behind the tooth. You all right?
These aren't even on the shelf yet. Here, check it out. Check it out. Look at that.
Ooh,
look at that.
Ooh, look at that. It's snowing.
10 years old, huh? A decade. Double digits. The big 1-0.
An Alex the Lion snow globe.
You don't like it?
No, it's great.
You hate it?
Ugh, I should have gotten you the Alex alarm clock.
That's the one. That's the big seller.
No. The present's great, really. It's just that another year's come and gone, and I'm still doing the same old thing. Stand over here, trot over there, eat some grass, walk back over here.
I see your problem.
Maybe I should go to law school.
You just need to break out of that boring routine.
How?
Throw out the old act. Get out there. Who knows what you're going to do? Make it up as you go along. Ad lib. Improvise. On the fly. Boom, boom, boom.
Really?
You know, make it fresh.
Fresh, huh? Okay, I could do fresh.
Works for me.
The bell chimes on the Central Park Zoo clock.
Here come the people, Marty. Oh, I love the people. It's fun, people, fun time. Woo!
Let's go, Gloria! Up and at 'em. We're open.
What day is it?
It's Friday, field trip day. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, it's field trip day.
Let's
get up and go. 10 more minutes.
Come on, Melman. Melman, wake up, rise and shine. It's another fabulous morning in the Big Apple. Let's go.
Not for me. I'm calling in sick.
What?
I found another brown spot on my shoulder right here. See? Right there. You see?
Melman, you know it's all in your head.
As eager people flock into the zoo, a snooty chimpanzee reaches into a bin and picks out a paper, a takeaway coffee and a bagel, then saunters over to his friend sleeping on the branch of a tree littered with beer cans.
Phil, wake up, you filthy monkey.
Phil gargles coffee.
Oh, I'm gonna be fresh. Straight out the ground. Tasty fresh. Fresh-alicious. Ziploc fresh.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the Central Park Zoo proudly presents...
Oh, show him the cat. Who's the cat?
The king of New York City, Alex the Lion.
It's showtime.
Alex strikes an impressive pose. Cameras click wildly as Alex poses again and again for his adoring public. Marty trots up.
People, big show about to start. Take out the zebra, take it care of, biz, that's right.
Marty sips some water and spits little jets into the air. First he catches them, then sprays all the parents. The kids go wild. Yeah! Alice continues to wow the crowds with his performance. Meanwhile, Gloria the Hippo does her underwater dance routine before rising to the surface to pose for the cameras. Melman the sickly giraffe is photographed with his head in a medical scanner, and three penguins try to act normally on the edge of the pool.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. Kowalski, progress report.
We're only 500 feet from the main sewer line.
And the bad news?
We've broken our last shovel.
Right. Rico, you're on litter patrol. We need shovels and find more popsicle sticks. We don't want to risk another cave-in.
And me, Skipper?
I want you to look cute and cuddly, Private. Today we're gonna blow this dump.
As a penguin steals a kid's plastic spoon, Marty makes noises with his armpit.
Yeah! You don't see that on Animal Planet! Well, show's over, folks! Thanks for coming! I hope you thought it was fresh! I'll be here all week. In fact, I'll be here for my whole life. 365 days a year, including Christmas, Hanukkah, Halloween, Kwanzaa. Please don't forget to never spay or neuter your pets. And tip your cabbie, because it's broke.
A plastic spoon breaks through the turf and four muddy penguins appear in Marty's pen.
You, quadruped. Sprechen's the English?
I sprechen.
What continent is this?
Manhattan.
Hoover Dam. We're still in New York. Abort! Dive, dive, dive!
Hey, you in the top! Wait a minute! What are you guys doing?
We're digging to Antarctica.
And Hootica?
Can you keep a secret, my monochromatic friend?
Marty nods.
Do you ever see any penguins running free around New York City? Of course not. We don't belong here. It's just not natural. This is all some kind of whacked out conspiracy. We're going to the wide open spaces of Antarctica. To the wild.
The wild? You can actually go there? That sounds great. Hey, hold up! Where is this place? Tell me where it is!
You didn't see anything. Right?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. No, sir.
For his final appearance of the day, the king of New York City, Alex the Lion!
The crowd throw flowers at Alex before they leave.
Thank you! Thank you very much. You guys are great. You're a great crowd. Give yourselves a hand, huh? Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, well, thank you. Oh, that's too kind. Too kind.
Melman gets...
Stop! Underpants!
Everybody get home safe. Hey, check out my website. 24-hour Alex Cam. Watch your sleep.
A line of chefs wheel out luxury food on silver platters as the animals receive massage and general pampering.
This is the life.
That's the spot. Oh, I'm in heaven.
Melman's medicines. Alex has his mane blow-dried, then chomps his way through thick red steak. Later, the guys together.
Birthday.
Just rip it open.
What is it?
Come on.
What is it?
Come on, open it up. What you
yeah!
Got?
Get? What's the thermometer? Thanks. I love it, Melman. I love it.
In his mouth.
Yeah, I wanted to give you something personal. You know, that was my first rectal thermometer.
Mother!
Okay. I'm gonna miss that bad boy.
Right, get it.
Melman, come on.
Happy birthday to you.
You
live
in
a zoo.
You
look like a monkey.
And
you smell like
one, two.
The chimps take offense.
I say.
Oh, well now, you guys are just embarrassing me. And yourselves.
What are you talking about? We worked on that all week.
Let's go. Let's make a wish, baby cakes.
Marty thinks before he snorts out the candle on his birthday cake.
Come on, what'd you wish for?
Nope. Can't tell you that.
Come on, tell.
No siree, I'm telling you. It's bad luck. You want some bad luck? I'll blab it out, but if you want to be safe,
oh, for crying out loud, Marty, would you just tell us? I mean, really, what could happen?
Okay. I wished I could go to the wild!
The wild?
Whoa!
Melman swallows his party whistle.
I told you it was bad luck.
The wild? Are you nuts? That is the worst idea I've ever heard.
It's unsanitary.
The penguins are gone, so why can't I?
The penguins are psychotic.
Come on. Just imagine going back to nature. Back to your roots, clean air, wide open spaces.
Well, I hear they have wide open spaces in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah, what you gotta do is you gotta go over to Grand Central, and then you gotta take the Metro North train. North?
So one could take the train, just hypothetically.
Marty, come on. What would Connecticut have to offer us?
Lyme disease.
Thank you, Melman.
No, really, really. I just...
There's certainly none of this in the wild. This is a highly refined type of food thing that you do not find in the wild.
You ever thought there might be more to life than steak, Alex?
He didn't mean that, baby. No.
Doesn't it bother you guys that you don't know anything about life outside this zoo?
Nuh-uh. Nope.
Well, I mean... Come on, that's just one subject.
You got a little schmutz right there in your mouth.
Marty wipes the birthday cake from his mouth.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the party. It was great. Really.
To the other's amazement, Marty mopes off and exercises at a lackluster speed on his mechanical treadmill.
What's hitting him?
Maybe you should talk to him, Alex. You know, go over there and give him a little pep talk.
Hey, I already gave him a snow globe. I can't top that.
Alex?
I can see where this is going. It is getting late. I guess I'm gonna...
As Melman sleeps, Gloria urges Alex to go and talk to Marty. Alex doesn't want to budge, but Gloria gets more insistent.
Come on, he's your best friend.
All right. Okay.
Night, Marty.
Night, Globe.
Gloria dives into a pool. Alex puts up an umbrella to stop himself getting wet, and Gloria points him in the direction of Marty. A troubled-looking Alex thinks for a moment, gets an idea, then pretends to relax on top of a dividing wall.
Ah, what a day. I mean, just really, I mean, I tell you, it just doesn't get any better than this, you know? Oh! It just did. Even the star's out.
Not gonna find a star like that in the wild.
Helicopter.
Marty, buddy, listen. Everybody has days when they think the grass might be greener somewhere else.
Alex, look at me. I'm 10 years old. My life is half over. And I don't even know if I'm black with white stripes or white with black stripes.
Marty slumps against the wall beside Alex. Alex has an idea.
Marty, I'm thinking of a song.
Alex, please, not now.
Oh, yes, it's a wonderful song. I think you're familiar with it. Da da da
oh, no.
da da da
da no, you da, no. Da, da, I'm not listening.
Da 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 da. Start spreading the news.
I don't know you.
I'm leaving today. Yeah. We are a great
funny.
Big part of it. Da! Come on. You know the words. Two little words.
New York.
New York.
Oh, shut up! Hey, I'm sleeping here. We're not all nocturnal, you know.
Hey, I'll knock your turtle right off, pal.
Yeah, you and what on your stripes?
You mess with him, you mess with me, Howard.
See?
Mr. Grumpy Stripes. We make a great team, the two of us.
We sure do. No doubt about it.
So what are you gonna do? Just go running off to the wild by yourself?
Nope.
Good.
You and me, let's go.
What?
The wild. Come on, you and me together. It's a straight shot down Fifth Avenue to Grand Central. We'll grab a train, we'll head north. We can be back by morning. No one will ever know.
You're joking, right?
Yeah. I'm joking, of course I'm joking. Give me a break. Like we're gonna get a train.
Oh, don't do that. You really had me worried there.
Oh, well, I guess I'll hit the sack.
Yeah, me too. I'll need to rest my voice for tomorrow. It's Seniors Day, you know. Have to roar extra loud. Give him a little jolt. You know what I'm talking about?
Good night, Al.
As they settle down to sleep, Alex claps his hands and an overhead heater comes on.
Ah. Oh. They forgot to turn off the ambience again.
Don't worry. That's cool. You know, I got it.
Marty kicks the loud hailer.
Ah, much better.
A downhearted Marty turns sadly away, rests his hooves on the iron bars of his pen, and stares longingly at the painted mural of a jungle paradise. Meanwhile, as the zoo clock shows 9:25 at night, all is quiet and dark as everyone sleeps. Later, Alex dreaming.
Come on now, baby. My little filet. My little filet mignon with a little fat around the edges. I like that. I like a little fat on my steak, my sweet, juicy steak.
Alex.
You are Alex. A rare delicacy.
Alex! Alex! Alex!
What?
You suck your thumb?
What is it, Melman?
Okay. Oh, you know how I have that bladder infection and I have to get up every 2 hours? Well, I got up to pee, and I looked over at Marty's pen, which, you know, I usually don't do. I don't know why, but I did. And this time I looked
what,
over
Melman?
And...
What's going on?
It's Marty. He's gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
How long has he been working on this?
Marty!
Marty!
He wouldn't fit down
Marty.
There.
Marty?
Marty!
Marty!
This doesn't make any sense. Where would he go?
Connecticut!
He wouldn't.
Oh no! What are we gonna do? We gotta call somebody!
Alex dials 911 on a payphone.
Hello? Get me missing animals! And hurry! We've got a lost zebra, probably on the way to Connecticut by now, and we're gonna need...
The operator hears only a growl.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait a second. We can't call the people.
What the?
They'll be really mad! It'll get Marty transferred for good. You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
We gotta go after him.
Go after him?
He's not thinking straight. We gotta stop him from making the biggest mistake of his life. He's probably out there lost and cold, confused. Oh, poor little guy.
Marty struts his stuff along an expensive shopping high street. A man does a double take. A woman passes him by with a stripy zebra design on her jacket, and Marty admires her as she flounces by. Meanwhile, Alex dangles over the perimeter wall on Melman's neck, and Gloria smashes through the brick.
Melman, come on!
You know, maybe one of us should wait here in case he comes back.
Oh, no, not now. This is an intervention, Melman. We all gotta go.
What's the fastest way to Grand Central?
Oh, you should take Lexington.
Melman!
Okay, we should take Lexington.
What about Park?
No, Park goes two ways. You can't time the lights.
I heard Tom Wolfe is speaking at Lincoln Center.
Chimp sign language.
Well, of course we're going to throw poo at him.
Marty goes ice skating, while the guys take the subway.
I knew we should have taken Park. Are you sure this is the fastest way to Grand Central Station?
I don't know. That's what Melman said.
Hey, you guys. That room has some nifty little sinks you can wash up in. And look, free mints.
This isn't a field trip, Melman. This is an urgent mission to save Marty from throwing his life away. Now, where's the train?
Ah, here it comes.
They stick out their necks and look the wrong way.
What did Marty say to you? I asked you to talk to him.
I did. Understand. He said, let's go. And I said, what are you, crazy? And he says, I'm 10 years old. And then he has black and white stripes. And
people scarper as they get on the train. Meanwhile, Marty takes directions from a police horse.
What you gotta do is go straight back down West 42nd.
Uh-huh.
It's on your left after Vanderbilt.
Okay.
You hit the Chrysler building, you've gone too far.
Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, officer.
Hey, wait for the light. Freak.
Yeah, that's right, a zebra. Right in front of me. Can I shoot it?
Negative.
Then I'm gonna need some backup.
The guy is sitting on an underground train. Melman all bent over in a confined space. A man cowers behind his newspaper. Alex reads the headline, Golden State crushed Knicks again.
Ah! Knicks lost again.
What are you gonna do?
Did that just say Grand Central Station or my aunt's constipation?
This is it!
Marty arrives.
Grand Central Station. It's grand, and it's central.
The train comes to a violent halt, throwing them to the end of the carriage. As a busker hammers his drums, the guys struggle out of the train and Melman gets his head caught in the closing door. As he pulls his head free, he demolishes the drum kit. Alex in the main hall.
Suicide! We have an emergency here! This is an emergency situation! No need. Hey, hey! Just chill out! It's not that big of an emergency!
Hey! Hey!
Help me like this!
Yeah!
Oh.
Lady! What is wrong with you? Get a grip on yourselves, people!
You're a bad kitty!
Dagnabbit! I missed the express. Looks like I'm gonna have to take the Stanford Loki.
I got him! I got him!
He's got him!
He's got him! He's got him! He's got him!
A violent old lady thwacks Melman with a handbag and he spins across the polished floor into a clock.
I'm okay.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, I am so glad we found you.
Worried about you.
Don't worry. I'm fine. Look at me. I'm fine.
You're fine? Oh, he's fine. Oh, great. Hey, you hear that? Marty's fine. Oh, that's good to know. Because I was just wondering, how can you do this to us, Marty? I thought we were your friends.
What's a big deal? I was coming back in the morning.
Don't you ever do this again. Do you hear me?
Do you hear him?
Guys, we're running out of time.
Oh, Melman, you broke their clock.
Do this again. Don't you ever, ever do this again.
Come here.
Hundreds of police arrive. Hiding behind a newspaper, the Penguins raise their flippers and surrender.
You've been ratted out, boys.
The police draw their weapons and encircle the animals in the main hall.
Cute and cuddly, boys. Cute and cuddly.
The chimps are caught trying to buy tickets.
If you have any poo, fling it now.
It's the man.
Good evening, officers.
No. You don't talk now, okay? You're not so good with the putting the words together and they're coming out good thing. You keep it shh.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you know what? Everything's cool. We just had a little situation here. Little internal situation. Actually, my friend just went a little crazy. Happens to everybody. The city gets to us all. Just went a little cuckoo in the head.
Hey, don't be calling me cuckoo in the head.
Just shush. I will handle this.
Oh, I got it.
Go.
Would you give a guy a break? Oh,
we're just going to take my little friend here home and forget this ever happened. All right? No harm, no foul, right? Oh, no. Hey, it's cool. Hey, Alex, Lion. From the zoo.
What's the matter with them?
Ow!
An animal control officer shoots a drug dart into Alex's behind, and he dances around in a woozy flop to the floor.
Wow.
Whew.
I feel really, really weird.
Hey.
Oh, I love you guys.
I love you so much.
Alex has a trippy psychedelic vision.
Sprinkle it with you. The candyman.
Back at the zoo, Alex slowly opens his eyes to see a TV camera crew reporting.
Last night's dramatic incident at Ransom is an example of what animal rights wackos have been shouting for years. The animals clearly don't belong in captivity. Now they are to be sent back to their natural habitat, where they will live their lives in the freedom they so clearly desire.
Hey, little help.
He's awake!
Another dart, another kaleidoscopic vision.
Oh, man.
Alex awakes in total darkness.
Ugh. Oh, my head.
Oh!
What? Wait, where? What?
I'm in a box!
Oh, no. No! Not the box!
Oh, no, they can't transfer me! Not me!
Oh, I can't breathe. Darkness creeping in. I can't breathe. Walls closing in around me. So alone.
Alex! Oh. Alex, are you there?
Marty?
Yeah!
Talk to me, buddy.
Oh, Marty, you're here.
What's going on? Are you okay?
This doesn't look good, Marty.
Alex? Marty, is that you?
Gloria!
You're here, too.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
What is going on?
We're all in crates.
Oh, no.
Oh, sleeping just knocks me
out.
Melman! Is that Melman?
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I often doze off while I'm getting an MRI.
Melman, you're not getting an MRI.
CAT scan?
No CAT scan. It's a transfer! It's a zoo transfer!
Zoo transfer? Oh, no. No, I can't be transferred. I have an appointment with Dr. Goldberg at
Melman.
5. There are prescriptions
Melman.
That have to be
Calm
filled.
Down.
No other zoo
Melman.
Could afford
Relax.
My medical
Calm
care.
Down,
and
Melman.
I am not going HMO.
Take it easy, Melman. It's going to be okay. We are going to be okay.
No, Marty. We're not going to be okay. Now, because of you, we're ruined.
Because of me? I fail to see how this is my fault.
You're kidding, right, Marty?
You ticked off the people. You bit the hand, Marty. You bit the hand. I don't know who I am. I gotta go find myself in the wild.
Hey.
Oh, please.
I did not ask you to come after me. Did I?
He does have a point.
What?
I did say we should stay at the zoo, but you guys...
Melman, just shut it. You're the one that suggested this
Alex,
whole idea to him in the first place.
Leave Melman out of this, please.
Thank you, Gloria. Besides, Alex, it's not my fault that we were transferred.
Melman, shut it. Does anybody feel nauseous?
I feel nauseous.
Melman, you always feel nauseous.
A penguin tries to read the shipping label.
Progress report.
It's an older code, Skipper. I can't make it out.
You, higher mammal.
Hmm?
Can you read?
No, Phil can read, though. Phil?
Phil speaks in sign language.
Ship to Kenya. Wildlife preserve, Africa.
Africa? That ain't gonna fly. Rico!
Rico coughs up a wire and picks open the lock. A crew member comes walking. They knock him out and drag his body out of sight. Four penguins sidle along the wall of the ship with military precision. They hop up some stairs and slide in through the door of the bridge along a highly polished floor. They waddle in line towards the unsuspecting captain, who listens to his personal stereo. As he drinks his coffee, a penguin knocks him out with his flipper.
I was the star in the greatest city on Earth!
Guys,
a
listen.
King!
Okay,
loved
look.
By my people!
Let's just be
and
civil.
You ruined everything!
Loved?
Guys,
if
guys,
the people loved you,
quit
it's
it up
only
there.
Because they didn't know the real you!
Don't make me come up there. I'd get the whooping on both of y'all.
Oh, I thought I knew the real you!
Let's,
wait,
let's
Marty,
talk
your black
about
and white
like
stripes, you. They cancel each other out!
Stop it! Stop it!
Status.
It's no good, Skipper. I don't know the codes.
Don't give me excuses. Give me results. Navigation.
The penguin shrugs its flippers.
All right. Let me see. And shut him up.
Computer override.
I did it.
Let me get this tin can turned around.
A penguin throws the ship's wheel, and the huge container ship begins to about turn in the ocean. The force of the turn throws the other animals' boxes onto the deck and up against the flimsy chains that run along the edge of the ship. Gloria's box smashes into the others and forces them over the side and into the water below. Oh. Alex looks out from a peephole in his box.
Guys?
Gloria! Melvin! Marty! Alex! Marty! Marty! No! Wait! Come back, Marty!
Don't go.
The lone wooden box bobs about on the wide, lonely sea. At night, Alex shivers with cold.
Ow! Ow!
The crate tumbles in the surf as a wave brings it into shore. Suddenly, Alex is cartwheeled out of the box and onto a sandy tropical beach. He spits out a mouthful of dry sand and scrapes his tongue clean with his paws. The sight of the jungle spooks him.
Marie? Melman? Gloria? Marty! Melman! Gloria! Marty! Melman! Gloria!
Trying to avoid the waves.
Hey! Anyone! Hello!
Next day, an exhausted Alex wanders along the shoreline.
Melman. Gloria. Gloria, Melman, Marty.
Marty Gelman, Gloria, Marty Melman, Marty
Gelman, Regis, Kelly, Matt, Katie, Al.
Whoa, whoa, hey, help! Hello, whoa, whoa, get me out of this thing, somebody, hello! Get me out of this thing right now! Hello, somebody?
Melman!
Alex, is that you?
Melman, whoa, I got you! Whoa, hang on, whoa.
Trapped inside his box with his legs poking outside, Melman collapses onto Alex, burying him in the sand.
Melman! Ow. I got you, buddy!
Ow, 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 ow!
Alex tries to pull him out by the ears.
Ow, 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 ow.
Wait a second, Melman.
Ow!
Wait right there! Aha!
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm getting you out of the box!
Using a fallen palm tree.
Relax.
Alex?
Giraffe! Corner pop!
Wait!
Here goes
wait!
Nothing.
No, come on! Wait!
Hold still!
No, come on!
Here it comes!
Look! It's Gloria!
Oh, hey, it is Gloria.
Gloria!
Alex taps on her crate. Gloria kicks open the box, sending Alex flying through the air to land on Melman, smashing his crate apart.
Gloria!
Gloria emerges with seaweed hair and a starfish and crab bikini.
Alrighty, boys, fun's over.
Gloria!
Alex!
Whoa!
Marty!
Yeah! Marty rides the surf on the back of two dolphins.
No! Yoda!
Woohoo! Right here, sir. You know, I don't really have anything on me right now. I'll have to get you later.
You too! Marty! Marty!
Alex!
They run towards each other in slow motion.
Marty! Alex!
Marty!
Oh! Marty!
Alex!
Marty! Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea!
Martin!
Hey!
Hold up!
I'm gonna
kill
you!
Hold up!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Wait! Calm down!
Oh, look at us! We're all here together, safe and sound.
Yeah, here we are. Where exactly is here?
The huddled group shuffles round to take in the vast tropical jungle that extends from the beach. They stand dumbstruck.
San Diego.
San Diego?
White sandy beaches, cleverly simulated natural environment, wide open enclosures. I'm telling you, this could be the San Diego Zoo, complete with fake rocks. Wow, that looks real.
San Diego? What could be worse than San Diego?
I don't know. This place is crack-a-lackin'. Oh, I can hang here.
I'm gonna kill you, Marty!
Take it easy!
Strangle you! Then bury you! Then dig you up and clone you! And kill all your clones!
Wait a second, time out!
And then
I'm
never talking to you again!
Look, we're just gonna find the people, get checked in, and have this mess straightened out.
Oh, great. This is just great. San Diego. Now I'll have to compete with Shamu and his smug little grin. I can't top that. I'm ruined! I'm done! I'm out of the business! It's your fault, Marty! You've ruined me!
Come on, Alex. Do you honestly think I intended all of this to happen? You want me to say that I'm sorry? Is that what you want? Okay.
Shh!
You just shushed me!
Marty, look, you've got to be just a little bit more under... Don't you shush me!
Do you hear that? Don't you hear that?
Running through the jungle.
I hear it now!
Where there's music, there's people!
We'll go right to the head honcho!
A sidewalk would be nice!
Yeah, what a
dump! They call it the Sandy Lamo Zoo! First they tell you, hey, we got this great open plan thing! Let the animals run wild! Next thing you know, it's flowers in your hair, and everybody's hugging everybody!
This place kinda grows on you! This way, guys! Come on!
Ow!
A branch swings into Alex's face and knocks him down. As he runs to keep up, he stubs his toe on a rock. Steps on a thorn and gets a spider web tangled in his mane. As he tries to get them off, he smacks into a palm tree, falls to the ground, and the palm tree topples onto him.
Oh no!
Meanwhile, the others see the silhouettes of dancing partygoers on some big green leaves.
Okay, Let's make a good impression on the people. Smiles, everyone. Let's get it together. Is that the best you can do, Melman?
Oh, I'm not smiling. It's gas.
Okay, well, great. Let's make gas look good.
As Gloria peers between the huge leaves, a party is in full swing.
Wow! It's not people. It's animals.
California animals. Dude.
This is like a puppy party.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. He like to
move it.
All girls all over the world. Original King Julian, what a girl's man. I love all the girls. I love to move their body. Whoa. When you move your body, you know, move it nice and sweet and sassy. All right?
What kind of zoo is this?
I just saw 26 great health code violations.
I'm loving San Diego. This place is off the chiseling.
27.
Woman physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman physically fit.
We should have bought chips and dip.
Wait. Where's Alex? What happened to him? He was right behind us. Wasn't he right behind us?
I don't know where he's at, but he's missing one heck of a party.
The Fusas! The Fusas! The Fusas are attacking! What will you do?
Four slavering wildcats round on a cowering bush baby.
Hate spider webs. Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for waiting up. Really appreciate it.
Alex approaches them as they toss the bush baby into a salad.
Hey, hi. We just got in from New York, and we're looking for a supervisor because we've been sitting on that beach back there for hours, and nobody's even bothered to show up. I don't know how things are, I don't know how things are normally run around here, but obviously there's been some sort of major screw-up, which is cool, so if you could just point us towards the administrative offices, we'll just,
We're high to do.
Whoa! A spider on Alex's back. Alex's roaring scares away the wildcats.
Spider on my back!
Marith, did you see that?
He scared the Fusa away.
The lemurs watch as Gloria continues to hit Alex with her stick, even though the spider is gone.
Hey, Julian, what are they?
What are they?
They are aliens. Savage aliens from the savage future.
They come to kill us and take our women and our precious metals.
Get up, Mort. Do not be near the king's feet, okay?
Shh. Shh. We're hiding. Be quiet, everyone, including me. Shh. Who's making that noise?
Oh, it's me again.
Stop it!
Come on, Gloria.
Stop it! Enough!
You got it. I think you got it. I think she got it.
Is it still on me?
Oh, I hate spiders.
It's okay. It's gone.
They are savages. Tonight we die.
The feet. Didn't I tell him about the feet?
He did tell you about the feet.
Wait. I have a plan.
Really?
I have devised a cunning test to see whether these are savage killers.
Maud the bush baby is catapulted out into the clearing to land near the strangers. He grasps his tail with wide-eyed fear.
Hi there.
You let me handle it. Alex handles it. Morty does nothing.
Maud sees only Alex's huge teeth.
Hi there.
Sorry.
Oh, Alex, what did you
do? No, stop, stop. It's okay. I'm just a silly,
lion.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, you poor baby. Geez. Did that big, mean lion scare you?
Mm-hmm.
He did. He's a big, bad old putty tad, isn't he?
Come on, Mama, I'll hold you.
Aww,
they are so cute from a reasonable distance.
The sweetest little thing. Oh, I just want to dunk him in my coffee.
They are just a bunch of pansies.
Oh, no. There's still something about that one with the crazy hairdo that I find suspicious.
Nonsense, Maurice. Come on, everybody. Let's go and meet the pansies.
Hundreds of excitable lemurs flock around the bemused strangers. Maurice blows on a conch shell.
Ooh.
Presenting your Royal Highness, our illustrious King Julian XIII, self-proclaimed Lord of the Lemurs, etc., etc. Hooray, everybody.
Banana Leaves part to reveal King Julian shimmying palm leaves like an exotic cabaret act.
He's got style.
He flips on top of two other lemurs and approaches the strangers.
What is he, like, king of the guinea pigs?
I think it's a squirrel.
Welcome, giant pansies. Please feel free to bask in my glow.
Definitely a squirrel.
Yep, squirrel.
We thank you with enormous gratitude for chasing away the fusa.
The husa?
The fusa. They're always annoying us by trespassing, interrupting our parties, and ripping our limbs off.
Yeah, sounds good. Look, we're just trying to find out where the people are.
Oh,
so if
my.
You could,
What big teeth you have.
Shame on you, Maurice. Can you not see that you have insulted the freak? You must tell me, who the heck are you?
I'm Alex, the Alex, and this is Gloria, Marty, and Melman.
And just where are you giants from?
We're from New York, and
All hail the New York Giants!
New York Giants!
The guys huddle together in disbelief.
What are they doing, some sort of inbreeding program? Well, I say we just gotta ask these bozos where the people are.
Excuse me? We bozos have the people, of course!
Hey, the bozos have the people!
Oh, well, great, good. Phew.
They're up there.
A human skeleton hangs from a tree by a parachute.
Don't you love the people? Not a very lively bunch, though.
Oh, wow. So do you have any live people?
No. Only dead ones.
I mean, if we had a lot of live people here, it wouldn't be called the wild, would it?
The wild?
Whoa. Whoa, hold up there a second, Fuzz Bucket. You mean like the live in a mud hut, wipe yourself with a leaf type wild?
Who wipes?
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey, everybody.
Oy vey!
Could you excuse me for a moment?
Alex runs in panic all the way back to the beach.
Get me out of here! We gotta get out of here!
Alex!
Help!
What are you doing?
I'm swimming back to New York! I know my chances are slim, but I have to try!
You can't swim!
I said my chances are slim!
Nature! It's all over me! Get it off! I can't see!
Okay, look. There's obviously just been a little mistake. I'm sure the people didn't dump us here on purpose. As soon as they realize what happened, they'll come looking for us, right?
Yeah, right.
You know something?
I bet they're already on their way.
The container ship, 2,500 miles south.
Well, boys, it's gonna be ice-cold sushi for breakfast.
The penguins open champagne.
Rika!
Well, since I'm doomed to die on this forsaken island, I, Melman Mankiewicz, being of sound mind and unsound body, have divided my estate equally among the three of you.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
Hey! A latrine! Nice work, Melman. Outdoor plumbing.
No, it's not a latrine. It's a grave. You sent Melman to his grave. Are you happy?
Oh, come on. This isn't the end. This is a whole new beginning. This could be the best thing that's ever happened to us.
No, 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 no. This is not the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Yeah, you abused the power of the birthday wish and brought this bad luck on all of us. But why'd you tell us your wish? You're not supposed to do that.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to tell you, remember? You guys made me tell you.
Oh, okay.
Besides, this isn't bad luck. This is good luck. Look around. There's no fences, no schedules. This place is beautiful. Baby, we were born.
Okay, I've had enough of this. This is your side of the island, and this is our side of the island. That is the bad side, where you can prance and skip around like a magical pixie horse and do whatever the heck you want to do all day long. And this is the good side of the island for those who love New York and care about going home.
Come on.
No, no, back, ho, hi,
you know
back.
What? This Get isn't back. Good.
Okay. You all have your side, and I'll have mine. And if you need me, I'll be over here on the fun side of the island. having a good old time.
This is the fun side. This is the fun side where we're going to have a great time surviving until we go home. Ooh, I love this side. This side's the best. That side stinks. You're on the Jersey side of this cesspool.
Well, now what do we do?
Don't worry, Melman. I have a plan to get us rescued.
Later that night.
Can't wait to see the look on Marty's face when he sees this.
Ooh, just look at him. He's helpless without us.
Marty cuts a rope and a system of pulleys throws up a decorated canopy to shelter under. Alex frowns at a painted face on a football.
Shut up, Spalding.
As Alex works, Melman rubs two sticks together and Gloria poses.
I've been standing here for hours, man! How long do I have to pose like this?
She is finito! I defy any rescue boat within a million miles to miss this baby. When the moment is right, we will ignite the beacon of liberty and be rescued from this awful nightmare.
What do you think? Pretty cool, huh?
How's the Liberty Fire going, Melman?
Great. Idiot.
I heard that.
Why can't we just borrow some of Marty's fire?
That's wildfire. We're not using wildfire on Lady Liberty. Now, Rob, Melman!
I can't do it!
Fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire!
No!
Fire!
The beacon catches fire with Alex on top.
Jump!
The beacon burns to ash, and Lady Liberty collapses into the sand.
You maniac! You burned it up! Darn you! Darn you all to heck!
Can we go to the fun side now?
The lemurs.
Everybody calm down! Come on, into your chest! Yes, everybody, please! Calm down! Let go of his head! Separate those two, would you please? You over here and you over there! Everybody, shh! Calm down, people, okay? Now, presenting your Royal Highness, the illustrious blah, 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 you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, hooray! Let's go.
Now, everybody, we all have great curiosity about our guests, the New York Giants. Yes, Willie.
I like them first. Before I even met them, I liked them.
Yes,
I saw
yes.
them, I liked them right
yes.
away. You hate them compared to how much I like
shut
them.
Up, you're so annoying. Now, for as long as we can remember, we have been attacked and eaten by the dreaded Fusa.
The Fusa!
The Fusa are attacking!
A lemur leaps out of the crashed plane's window.
It's a cookbook!
Right.
It's a cookbook!
Please, Marie.
Quiet! Come on, y'all. They're not attacking us this very instant.
So, my genius plan is this. We will make the New York Giants our friends and keep them close. Then, with Mr. Alex protecting us, we will be safe and never have to worry about the dreaded Fusa ever again. I thought of that, yes.
Hold on, everybody. I'm just thinking now. I mean, does anyone wonder why the Fusa was so scared of Mr. Alex? I mean, maybe we should be scared too. What if Mr. Alex is even worse than the Fusa? I'm telling you, that dude just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Maurice, you did not raise your hand. Therefore, your heinous comment will be stricken from the record. Does anyone else have the heebie-jeebies? No! Good! So shut up! When the New York Giants wake up, we will make sure that they wake up in paradise. Now who would like a cookie?
Across the jungle, on the beach, a wooden sign made of palm trees spells the word help. Alex sits grumpily on the sand in front of it, clutching himself tightly with the cold. A sighing Marty sees him and crosses the line drawn by Alex in the sand that still divides them.
Yo, Al. Melvin and Gloria over there having a good time. There's room on the fun side for one more.
No thanks.
Look, I've been thinking. Maybe if you gave this place a chance, I don't know, you might even enjoy yourself.
Marty, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I just want to go home.
Could you just give it a chance? Think about it. It really isn't the fun side without you.
As Alex considers, part of the sign collapses to spell the word hell. Later, Alex gathers his courage to knock on Marty's front door. A sign reads no soliciting.
Shh, shh. It's him.
Who is it?
It's the pizza man. Who the heck do you think it is?
Yes? Can I help you?
Can I come to the fun side?
Beg your pardon?
You know, I've been kind of a jerk, Marty. But I've been thinking about what you said, and I'm sorry.
Welcome to Casa del Wild. Take a load off. Hey, wipe your feet.
Wild, sweet wild, says the doormat as Alex enters Marty's luxuriant beach house.
Alex!
Mi casa is su casa.
Very impressive.
Hey, have a drink. It's on the house.
This is seawater.
Oh, you don't swallow it. It's just temporary until the plumbing's done. Hey, y'all look hungry. How would you like some of nature's goodness?
You have food?
The fun side special coming up. Seaweed on a stick.
Seaweed?
On a stick. Don't love it till you try it.
Alex turns up his nose, but Melman relishes his toasted seaweed.
I don't remember.
So good.
Well, thanks. It does kind of hit the spot, doesn't it? Well, maybe it could use a little lemon.
No, it's great. It's really great. Doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, but it does. Check this out.
Marty opens the canopy, and they gaze up at the stars.
Wow. Would you look at that?
It's like billions and billions of helicopters.
It's a shooting star. Make a wish, quick.
Ooh, how about a thick, juicy steak?
You know what, Alex? I promise you I'm gonna find you a steak tomorrow that kills me.
Thanks, Marty.
It is getting late. I guess I'm gonna...
I think I'm gonna hit the sack, too. Sweet dreams, everyone.
Hundreds of red, juicy steaks begin to shower down in slow motion from the starlit skies. Alex is dreaming about his favorite food, and he beams as they float towards him. He lies in a bed of steak and waves his arms and legs with glee. He catches one and begins to lick it hungrily with his tongue.
Alex!
Awake now, the guys look horrified as Alex is licking Marty's back.
Doing?
27, 28, 29, 30. 30! 30 black and only 29 white. Looks like you're black with white stripes after all. Dilemma solved. Good night.
Alex turns over and pretends to be asleep. The others settle down for the night watch from the treetops by King Julian and Maurice.
You see, Maurice, Mr. Alex was grooming his friend. He is clearly a tender, loving thing. How can you have the heebie-jeebies for Mr. Alex? Look at him. He's so cute and plushy.
I don't think he was grooming him, Julian. Looked more like he was tasting him to me.
Suit yourself, no matter. I don't care. Soon we will put my excellent plan to action. All we have to do is wait until they are deep in their sleep. How long is this going to take?
As the guys look up, the lemurs hide in the tree and they settle back to sleep. Meanwhile, down in Antarctica, the four penguins have anchored the container ship on the edge of an ice shelf and stand in the midst of a hypothermic blizzard. They scratch and stretch their legs as they take in their surroundings.
Well, this sucks.
Wake up, Mr. Alex. Wake up, Mr. Alex. Rise and shining. Wakey, waking, Mr. Alex. Wake up, Alex. You suck your thumb?
Ah! Ah!
What is this?
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Who built the forest?
Don't be alarmed, giant freaks. While you were asleep, we simply took you to our little corner of heaven. Welcome to Madagascar.
Mad hoo-ha!
What?
No, not hoo-ha. Aska.
The guys take in the view of an idyllic lake surrounded by rich tropical rainforests.
Marty. It's just like my mural back at the zoo.
Oh, nah, fellow. That is the real deal right there.
Look at that. That's not a bad view.
I mean, that's the thing that you were always looking at, but it's actually there. I mean, that's like the real version of your...
How about once around the pole? Let's get our blood pumping, get those lungs breathing, all this fresh air. Who's with me?
I don't think I can.
You're it!
Hey, want to play around? Whoa, hey!
Ha-ha!
Ooh, got you there!
Ha-ha! Clear!
Hey, stop that! Hey, you're crazy!
Okay, Marty. I'm it. You win.
Come on, Ooh. Alex. Get in the groove.
No, I haven't eaten in 2 days. My blood sugar's real low. I just don't have the energy.
I don't think that's your problem. First of all, that's not how you run in the wild. Let's go, man. Put the rubber to the road.
You just have to let out that inner lion. Now, who's the cat?
Marty, I really don't...
You are! That's who! Come on! Here we go!
That's it.
Now let's build up some steam!
All
right. You the cat.
Who's the cat?
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 Woo!
Who's the cat? 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 Who's the cat?
Who's the cat? Who's the cat? I'm the
cat! Alex speeds past Marty and appears in front of him as in the dream.
Surprise!
Alex and Marty cartwheel through the grass to land in a heap.
Woo! You're it! Can't juke the cat. Cat's too quick. Woo! I feel like a mile high pastrami on rye on the fly from the deli in the sky.
Rawr. Let's go wild.
Now you're talking.
They swing through the air on a creeper rope and land in the midst of the partying lemurs.
Woo! Man!
Like you said, baby,
it's crack-a-lackin'.
Ain't that right, Melman?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Alex does an Irish dance massage on Melman's neck.
I'm in heaven.
You see, Maurice, Alex is now our friend and the Fusas are nowhere to be seen. It could be said that my plan is working in a very good, working kind of way.
Yeah,
Alex. Gotta try some of
it. I feel good. I feel like a king again.
Woo. King? Yeah, you should see his act.
Come on, Alex.
Why don't you show him some of your act?
Oh, no, I really don't think I can. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, primates of all ages, the wild proudly presents the king, Alex the Lion. Eat that, fellas.
With a wild look in his eye, Alex mounts a rock and poses for the crowds of cheering lemurs.
Yeah, the king is in the house!
If he's a king, then where's his crown? I've got the crown, got the very nice one, and it's here on my head! Look at it! Have I got it done?
A band of Fusa wildcats observe Alex from a rock opposite.
Do the roar, man! Do the roar!
The Fusa scatter.
Wow, I've never heard that one before. Yeah, go wild, man, come on!
Looking even wilder, Alex leads the lemurs in a Mexican wave. As they land, they turn into red, juicy steaks. His claws begin to show, and to everyone's horror, except the naive bush baby, he sinks his teeth into Marty's rump.
Ah! Excuse me. You're biting my butt.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh. Alex, what did you do?
You just bit me on the butt.
No, I didn't. Did I?
You kind of did.
You just bit me on the butt. What the heck is wrong with you? Why'd you bite me?
Man, it's because you are his dinner.
What?
Excuse me?
That's dumb.
Come, come, Maurice. What is a simple bite on the buttocks among friends? Here, give me a nibble.
The party is over, Julian. Your brilliant plan has failed.
What are you talking about?
Your friend here is what we call a deluxe model hunting and eating machine. And he eats steak, which is you.
Get out of here.
Okie dokie, Maurice. I admit it. The plan failed. All is lost. We're all doomed. The forces will come back and gobble us with their mouths. Because we are all steak.
I'm steak. Me.
Mr. Alex cannot stay here. He belongs with his own kind, on the Fusa side of the island.
By the power vested in me, by the law of the jungle. Blah, 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 blah. Be gone!
What? Come on. Do I look like a steak to you?
Yeah.
See, I told you I don't look like a wait. Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
He's going savage.
Run for your lives!
Marty, run! Yeah!
Alex chases after Marty with all his wild intent. He leaps at him and is only just prevented from grabbing hold of Marty with his teeth and claws by a direct hit with a coconut. Alex totters and collapses in the grass.
A bullseye. Excellent shot, Maurice.
Thank you.
Alex breaks out of his hungry trance.
Marty? I'm so sorry, Marty. What is wrong with me? Ow! Oh, no. What have I done? It's true. I'm a monster. I gotta get out of here.
I see trees of green. Leaves stick onto Alex's sharpened claws. He flaps his arms in an attempt to get them off. He scratches at a palm tree, and his claws stick in the bark. As he yanks himself free, he topples head over heels down a grassy bank, then onto some sharp stones, onto soft meadow grass with sweet flowers, and finally onto some tightly bunched cacti. He comes to rest on the edge of a precipice. As he turns round, Alex is pinned to a cactus that holds his arms up in the air. He falls over the edge into a river and is carried by a swift current past a sign that reads, "Turn back, predator side, 3 miles," and then over a high waterfall. As he walks away from the bank into the jungle, mangy-looking wildcats watch him as he walks past another sign that reads, "Fusa territory, 1 mile." Meanwhile, Marty, Melman and Gloria walk through another part of the jungle. They're shocked to see a plant swallow a hummingbird. So pretty in the sky. By a grim, rocky outcrop, Alex uses his claws to sharpen some wooden poles into pointed stakes. As the others continue their walk, a snake attacks a cute bunny and they fight in the undergrowth. The bunny emerges unscathed to be swooped away by a bird of prey. When a little duckling walks in front of them, Marty is anxious to look after it. He carefully picks it up with his teeth and gently sets it down in a still pool. A crocodile gobbles it whole. The three friends gaze on, traumatized. Meanwhile, a forlorn Alex sits alone in his improvised zoo pen, threatening stakes jut towards him, holding him prisoner. Yes, I think to myself. Sadly, with dark clouds overhead, Marty, Melman and Gloria take another look at the idyllic lake.
What have I done? This is a nightmare.
It's all my fault.
Now, because of me, we've lost Alex.
Well, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna find a way to help him. That's what we're gonna do.
Oh, okay.
Come on, we are New Yorkers, right?
Yeah.
We're tough. We're gritty.
Yeah.
We're adaptable.
Yeah.
And we are not going to lay down like a bunch of Melmans.
No, we're not. Oh, Gloria.
That was not me, okay? That was the boat. The boat!
The boat? The boat's coming back for us! Come on, guys, we gotta flag it down!
On the beach.
There it is!
Hey, over here!
Oh, come here!
Over here! Over here! Help! Help!
Help!
Help!
Oh, my neck! My neck! My neck! You guys!
Over here!
Over here!
You have no idea how much this hurts!
Hey, Bo!
Over here!
Look! It's turning! It's coming back! It's
yes,
coming back!
Yes, this way! Come on!
It's
come on, baby!
Woo! Yes, you guys!
You guys flag down that boat. I'll go get Alex.
Whoa! Hold on there. You cannot go back there by yourself?
Come on. I know Alex. I mean, he hears we're rescued, he'll snap right out of it.
The people are coming. They can help us.
Melman's right. The people will know what to do. Now, come on. We gotta flag down that boat.
The huge container ship plows into the beach and comes to a rest against Melman's nose. A large anchor drops into the sand and the four gymnastic penguins land by its side.
Now this is more like it.
You? Oh, man, where are the people?
We killed them and ate their livers. Gotcha, didn't I? Just kidding, doll. The people are fine. They're on a slow lifeboat to China. Hey, I know you two. Where's that psychotic lion and our monochromatic friend?
Marty? He's right... Where'd he go? He was right behind us.
Ugh! Back for Alex. He's gonna get himself killed.
Well, boys, our monochromatic friend's in danger. Looks like we have a job to do.
Captain's log. Embarking into hostile environment. Kowalski, we'll need to win the hearts and the minds of the natives. Rico, we'll need special tactical equipment. We're gonna face extreme peril. Private probably won't survive.
Marty reaches the riverbank and detaches a cactus from his behind.
Oh! 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 Alex! Come out, Alex! The boat's here! We can go home!
Hungry Fusa wildcats follow him. Meanwhile, Alex lies asleep on his grim rock. In a dream, he imagines himself back in the zoo with cheering crowds. He looks around and sees the people as juicy steaks. His eyes widen and his claws begin to show, ready for the kill.
Alex! Alex!
Marty?
Snap out of it, Alex. The boat came back. We can get out of here. Then we can go back to civilization and everything will be just like it used to be.
Stay back. Please. I'm a monster.
Alex, you're no monster. You're my friend. We're a team. You and me, remember?
Alex lashes out. Marty stands shocked.
I don't want to hurt you.
Alex hides himself away in a shelter at the back of the pen. Meanwhile, Fusa observes Marty from above. Marty thinks for a moment, then enters between the pointed stakes of Alex's pen. Alex crouches in fear as Marty approaches.
Alex, I ain't leaving without you.
Alex buries his head in his hands. Marty walks over to a rock, sits down, and stubbornly folds his arms. Suddenly he gets an idea.
Alex, I'm thinking of a song. It's a wonderful song. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. We are a great big part of it. Come on, you know the words. Two little words. Please don't make me sing this by myself. You really don't want to hear me sing this by myself.
Hungry Fusa began to corner Marty.
Alex? Could you come out here for a minute? Hey, Alex, little help. Ah! Help me!
Marty runs for his life.
Help me! Anybody help me! Somebody!
Throwing them off his back, Marty's way is barred by yet more Fusa ahead of him. They round on him from all sides and pounce. Melman swings from the trees and rescues him.
Melman?
That's right, baby.
What's the plan?
This is the plan!
What's Hungry said?
This is the plan?
Who's the home?
The lead penguin fires a flare pistol, and the Fusa admire it like a firework display. While distracted, the penguins rig up a ship's wheel on a pole and place a penguin with cream and a cherry on a top on a blade as bait.
Come and get it!
As the wheel spins, it knocks out the Fusa as they try to dive for the bait. Meanwhile, Fusa begins to surround Marty, Melman, and Gloria. Gloria uses Melman like a hammer as Fusa pop up their heads from a tree trunk.
There's too many of them, Skipper!
It's been a real pleasure serving with you boys.
Alex?
That's my kill! Mine. Alex Hungry. Alex Eat.
Alex's claws begin to show, and as he advances towards a cowering Marty, Fusa scatter in all directions.
Psst. It's showtime. Thanks for not giving up on me, Marty.
Man, you almost gave me a heart attack. You can't just come up here and sneak up on me. It's just because you're a lion. Look on me. Look on me.
We're getting out of here. Guys, just go with me on this. Like I said, it's showtime.
Alex picks up all three in his arms.
My kill.
Hey, hey.
They're all mine.
Ah, the king of the beasts. Oh,
don't eat me, Mr. Lion.
Scary.
Fear me. Savagery beyond comprehension.
I am far too young to die.
A monster.
And you.
He knocks a Fusa flying with his paw.
Oh, you want some of this? You better run for your life!
Somebody call a cop!
He's psychotic!
Alex wraps a Fusa around his waist before throwing him into the jungle.
This is my territory! Understand? I never, ever want to see you on my turf again!
One Fusa slips in panic. He runs off.
Yeah! You're the cat!
Come on, Matt!
I did it! Give me some love! The plan works! The plan works! I'm very clever! I'm the worm baby! Come on! Time to robot!
I am very clever, King! I am super genius! I am Robot King of the monkey things! Compute!
So, what's for lunch?
Close those eyes.
Why do I have to close my
do
eyes?
Do it.
Yeah, they're closed.
Tighter.
Yes, sir.
No peeking.
All right, they're closed.
Rico.
Rico slices a fish into sushi.
Hey. Open that hatch.
Ah.
Fire in the hole. Now chew. Chew like you mean it. Savor it.
And?
Well?
Pretty good, right?
There's always plan B.
This is better than steak. I love it!
The kitty loves the fishy.
A celebration party.
Well, I propose a toast. Now, he may be a pain in the butt at times, and trust me, I know. But this cat proved to me without a doubt that his heart is bigger than his stomach. To Alex.
To Alex!
Spitting out their seawater cocktails.
Stop it!
Well, what do you guys think? Should we head back to New York?
I don't know, Marty. I mean, this is your dream. You sure you want to leave?
I don't care where we are. As long as we're together, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, in that case...
Yo, Rico! I'll take 300 orders! To go!
Hey.
Yes, yes. But before you leave, I have an announcement to make. So shut up, everyone, please.
Thank you.
After much deep and profound brain things inside my head, I have decided to thank you for bringing peace to our home. And to make you feel good, I'm gonna give you this lovely parting gift.
No, I couldn't. Really, I can't take your crown.
That's okay, I've got a bigger crown. It's got a gecko on it. Look at him shake! Go, Stevie, go!
Bye, little fuzz buckets!
Thanks for everything!
Bye! Come on!
Okay, bye-bye now! Bye-bye!
Doodle.
See you later, crocodiles! Maurice, my arm is tired. Wave it for me. Faster, you naughty little monkey!
You know, by the time we get back to New York, it's gonna be the middle of winter. So I was just thinking, why rush? Maybe we could make a few side stops along the way.
Maybe Paris.
Woo, you just read my mind.
Spain.
Yeah, come with the bull.
What about Fiji?
Ooh, Canada, can we?
Cheap meds, huh?
You know, I wouldn't even mind coming back here for a visit sometime.
Yeah, I can do that.
You can say that again.
Skipper. Don't you think we should tell them that the boat's out of gas?
Nah, just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
The end.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
All girls all over the world. Original King Julian for the girls, man. I love all the girls. I love to move their body. When you move your body, you know, move it nice and sweet and sassy. All right? Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother.
Woman,
physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitchy body ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, energetic. Bitchy body ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitchy body ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitchy body ocean at the big Titanic.
Woman.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
Woman, you cured, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother.
Woman, you cured,
and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother.
Eyeliner,
funny face and make man mud up. Nose powder, funny face and make man mud up.
Black your eyebrow,
funny face and make man mud up.
Girl, your lipstick,
funny face and make man mud up.
Woman, a nice broad face and a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, they're nice and energetic. Bring ship on the ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, a nice broad face and a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, they're nice and energetic. Bring ship on the ocean at the big Titanic. Whoa, whoa. I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. We like to move it, move it. They like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. 3, 2, 1.